Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Zero Footprint by Ralph Pezzullo, written with private military contractor Simon Chase using a pen name. Is a contemporary military memoir focused on the largely unseen work carried out beside and sometimes beyond conventional armed forces. Framed as an insider narrative, the book follows Chase through assignments connected to modern conflict zones, including Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Libya. Its central idea is the zero-footprint mission operations conducted with minimal official visibility, limited support, and high personal risk, where participants may receive no public recognition if something goes wrong. Pezzullo, known for collaborative nonfiction about covert and security worlds, shapes the material into a fast-moving account that also stresses consequences. From the practical hazards of moving through hostile territory to the ethical strain of working in political gray zones, the book aims to explain how private military contracting functions on the ground and why it has become an enduring feature of 21st century conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what zero footprint really means in modern war. A key topic in the book is the definition and lived reality of a zero footprint assignment. Rather than a formal military deployment, these missions are presented as deniable or highly sensitive operations where the usual safety nets can be missing. The phrase captures a deliberate absence of official presence, limited paperwork, restricted visibility, and few assurances of extraction or backup if conditions collapse. The book emphasizes what that means practically. Contractors may operate with improvised logistics, strict communications discipline, and constant attention to how their movements appear to outsiders. If injured, captured, or killed, they may not be covered by the same structures that support uniformed personnel, and public recognition is not guaranteed. This theme helps readers understand why private military work can feel simultaneously close to government objectives and far from government responsibility. By centering the concept of footprint, the narrative clarifies how modern states can pursue security goals while minimizing political exposure, and it shows the heavy personal cost of being the person tasked with absorbing that risk. Secondly, the private military contractor role beyond bodyguard stereotypes. Zero footprint broadens the popular image of contractors as simple armed protection by showing a wider menu of tasks associated with private security and military support. The book describes work that can include protective details, convoy security, and responding to threats in unstable environments. But it also highlights assignments tied to intelligence-driven priorities. These can involve searching for high-value targets, gathering situational awareness, and supporting broader counterterrorism efforts. The narrative underscores that such work relies on training, discipline, and small-team coordination that resembles special operations culture, even when it occurs outside the formal chain of command. It also shows how contractors must adapt quickly to shifting threat landscapes, local power dynamics, and ambiguous rules. The result is a view of the PMC world as an ecosystem of specialists who fill gaps created by political constraints, military overstretch, or the desire for deniability. For readers, this topic is important because it explains how private actors can become operationally significant without being the main force on the battlefield, and why their actions can have outsized consequences. Thirdly, operating inside conflict zones, Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Another major topic is the operational environment of multiple theaters and how each shapes the risks contractors face. The book links Chase's work to places widely associated with insurgency, civil conflict, and fragmented authority, including Iraq and Afghanistan, and later Syria and Libya. Across these settings, daily survival depends on reading terrain that is political as much as physical. Road travel can be more dangerous than direct combat, alliances can shift, and the difference between a routine movement and a crisis can be a single checkpoint or rumor. The narrative attention to logistics and movement, such as how teams plan routes, handle security, and coordinate under pressure, illustrates a reality often missing from conventional war stories. It also shows how contractors may work alongside different organizations while remaining outside official military identity. By moving through multiple conflict zones rather than staying in one campaign, the book highlights a recurring pattern of modern warfare: unstable regions become interconnected, and skills learned in one theater are rapidly applied in another, sometimes with limited time to recalibrate. Fourthly, ethical gray zones and the politics of deniable action. Zero Footprint repeatedly returns to the moral complexity created when security objectives, political constraints, and private work intersect. The book portrays missions that can be too sensitive for governments to acknowledge openly, which creates incentives to use intermediaries and unofficial channels. In this framework, contractors may be asked to pursue outcomes aligned with national interests while operating at a distance from formal accountability. the narrative points to dilemmas such as navigating questionable local partners, making decisions with incomplete information, and balancing mission success against longer-term consequences. It also conveys how the line between lawful, necessary action and ethically troubling compromise can blur in environments shaped by corruption, militia power, and rapidly changing alliances. Importantly, the book does not present these issues as abstract policy debates. It frames them as choices that must be made in real time, often under threat. This topic matters because it helps readers understand how contemporary conflict can normalize ambiguity, and how personal judgment becomes a core tool when official rules are vague or deliberately absent. Lastly, psychological toll, identity, and the cost of invisibility. Beyond action and geopolitics, the book emphasizes the human cost of repeated high-risk deployments carried out in relative anonymity. Because zero-footprint work is defined by limited public acknowledgement, contractors can face a particular kind of isolation they may return from intense experiences without the social rituals, institutional support, or public narratives that often accompany military service. The story also suggests that constant readiness, distrust of surroundings, and exposure to violence can accumulate into long-term strain. Instead of treating toughness as endless, the narrative highlights endurance as something paid for over time, through relationships tested by absences and by the difficulty of communicating what happened. This theme is crucial for understanding why the contractor world can be both alluring and damaging. It offers a lens on motivation, too, why skilled people accept missions with fewer guarantees and less recognition, by exploring risk alongside aftermath. Zero Footprint differentiates itself from purely adrenaline-driven accounts and presents the invisible nature of the work as a defining burden, not merely a professional detail. In conclusion, Zero Footprint is best suited to readers who want a grounded inside view of private military contracting and the way contemporary conflicts are prosecuted through small teams, deniable missions, and hybrid arrangements that sit between public and private power. It will appeal to fans of modern military memoirs and covert operations nonfiction, especially those interested in the realities behind phrases like plausible deniability and special mission work. The main benefit is intellectual clarity. The book helps explain why contractors exist, how their assignments can intersect with counterterrorism and security priorities, and what trade-offs are created when a mission must remain unofficial. It also offers a practical sense of operational risk, showing how movement, communication, and logistics become life-or-death problems in unstable territories. What makes it stand out from more conventional war narratives is its focus on invisibility as a structural condition. Instead of centering medals, unit history, or official campaigns, it examines work where recognition is uncertain and support may be limited. That perspective adds nuance to the genre and encourages a more realistic understanding of how modern conflict is managed outside the spotlight. If you would like to support Ralph Pezzullo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.